Quinnipiac poll, Trump boasts 14-point lead over challengers. By Hannah Blow on March 29, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is boasting a 14-point lead over potential Republican primary challengers, a Quinnipiac University survey released Wednesday found. The survey found Trump with a 14-point advantage, garnering 47% support in the potentially crowded GOP field. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, came in a distant second with 33% support, and former Vice President Mike Pence came in third place with 5% support. Former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley, one of three who has formally announced a presidential bid in the GOP, comes in fourth place with 4% support, followed by Senator Ted Cruz and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, garnering 2% support each. No other potential candidate listed saw greater than 1% support. In a head-to-head matchup, Trump continues to lead DeSantis by 10%, 52% to the governor's 42%. The survey also found Trump with a higher favorable rating over Republicans over DeSantis, 79% to 72%. Quinnipiac University polling analyst Tim Malloy described the current GOP field, saying, "Is the raucous Trump political resurrection adrift? Not in the least. DeSantis appears to be treading water in the long list of wannabes and could best are barely staying afloat." The survey also found 72% of Republican voters expressing that Trump has had a positive impact on the party, and 79% consider themselves supporters of the MAGA movement, per the survey. The poll was taken March 23 to 27, 2023. Among 1,788 U.S. adults and has a +2.3% margin of error. The survey, taken after Trump announced his suspicion of an arrest at the hands of leftist Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, also found that most, overall, believe the case is motivated mainly by politics, 62%. That includes 93% of Republicans, 70% of independents, and 29% of Democrats. That figure coincides with two other polls, a Rasmussen Report survey and Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey, which found most feeling as though the potential indictment would not hurt the former president, if it comes to that. According to reports, the Manhattan grand jury is expected to break for a month, meaning a potential indictment or arrest would not occur until late April, at least.